Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Bob's Discount Furniture Presents Around the NFC East. And obviously, we're going to need to start here with the Dallas Cowboys coming off their sixth consecutive win, beating the New York Giants 31-21. And, of course, the big story is DeMarco Murray once again going over 100 yards on the ground. First player in NFL history to have seven straight games to start the season with over 100 yards, fellas.
Very impressive, obviously, but and listen, they played very well. That offensive line, as we've talked about throughout the season, is outstanding. DeMarco Murray is playing really well. Their defense is way better than anybody expected. But I'm still not worried. I still have faith that there's a long way to play. We're not even halfway through the season. They're gonna hit their bumps, and I'm still not scared of them.
I would agree with Bo. I mean, they've got a distinct formula that they're working with to win games, and it's working for them right now. It'll be interesting to see once a team challenges them and gets them away from that formula, how they'll respond. In talking with Greg Cosell, who's watched all their tape, I haven't watched Dallas at all this year, he says that Romo has gotten better week in, week out, and he's playing at a really, really high level. Obviously, they're not relying on him as much as they have in the past, so if they are forced to rely on him, it'll be interesting to see how it turns out.
And I mean, I think it's a real concern that DeMarco Murray obviously has been so impressive, but he's on pace to have the most carries in a season in NFL history. That's a real concern. He's had injury problems in the past, but beyond injury problems, can you really expect him to be as good as he's been in the beginning of the season at the end of the season when he's got all this tread on the tires?
They made a concerted effort to get the other guys involved, like Joseph Randall in there. But Fran, you made a great point about Romo. He only had 23 pass attempts. It was the second time all season he had that. It's obvious that they don't trust him with the ball in his hand. And, of course, what's it going to come down to in a late-game situation? At some point in one of these key games, he's going to have to throw the football to win.
Well, that's what I mean by the formula, is that they had their two weaknesses, perceived going into the season, where you had Romo coming off the back surgery again, and then you had that defense that had all the losses in the offseason and then had more losses in training camp due to injury. Look, against Seattle, they had the big win on the road in Seattle. Seattle ran 48 offensive plays. That's absurdly low.
Total.
Absurdly low. Like I would say an average for an NFL team at this point is in the high 60s, low 70s, and even that is probably on the low end. Most teams now are in the 80s, and Seattle ran 48. So their formula is run the ball, control the clock, get our play count up, keep our defense off the field, and don't make Tony Romo work harder than he has to.
Giants, on the other hand, their defense obviously gave up 31 points there to the Cowboys. The middle of the defense got torched. I mean, they have Jason Witten, obviously, but he wasn't the guy that was beating them. There's guys like Gavin Escobar who's scoring the touchdowns. John Beeson, he could have surgery on his toe as we're filming this. We're not quite sure of his status and what it's going to be, but if they lose him, that defense, which is already taking some hits here, could have a huge hole there in the middle there.
And what a difference 2 weeks has made for the Giants when they were coming into Lincoln Financial Field, riding high, thinking that they were going to compete to be the division champions. And now two straight back-to-back division losses, and they look like they're going to be fighting for their season once again.
Does seem like they're missing Rashad Jennings.
Yeah,
from
no
the flexibility
question.
That he gives, and not just the run game, but the pass game as well.
And that's the thing, when you go from a guy like Jennings to Williams. Williams, he is what he is, and he's good at what he does, but it does limit you in what you do, the variety of things that they're able to do in the run game and in the passing game. You don't have that with Williams.
And what's happened to Larry Donnell? Now, this was a guy who had three touchdowns in that win over Washington. He had the costly fumble against Dallas on Sunday. Daniel Fells scored a touchdown. Seemed like he's more involved in the offense. Fran, you did a great job showing on the All-22 that when it comes to run blocking, Fells is a better player at this point. But it's amazing that at a time when you need these young guys, these guys to step up with the loss of Victor Cruz, you have Donnell who's seeming to go in the wrong way.
Is it Larry Donnell or Donnell Larry?
It is Larry Donnell.
Okay.
I believe we've had this conversation before. But, I think the two things with Donnell, you touched on it, the run blocking is definitely an issue. And the second thing that I've noticed, obviously we saw Atlanta do it and we saw us do it as well, double teaming him and getting somebody on him at the line of scrimmage. I think that's affected him a little bit in terms of getting down the field. He seems to have struggled with linebackers up in his face, getting on him at the line and preventing him to get a clean release. So that's one of the things I think is hurting. Obviously, the fumbles don't help matters.
No. So Dallas 6-1, six straight wins. They face Washington on Monday night. We'll talk about them in a second. The Giants, two straight losses. They're now 3-4. They have the bye week, and then the following week, week 9, they will face the Colts at home on Monday Night Football. Washington, You know, we have to lay to rest the Kirk Cousins era quarterback as Colt McCoy came in to spark Washington to a come-from-behind win over Tennessee.
I have to thank Washington from the bottom of my heart. They allowed me to make it through another week in Survivor. I rolled the dice and took Washington. I figured since the Eagles were on bye, it was okay to do that. But listen, for them, I mean, it's nice that they got a win with Colt McCoy, but for them, this season is now just all about figuring out if you're going to move forward with Robert Griffin III or not. So, you know, Colt McCoy is probably going to play on Monday night against the Cowboys, but when RG3 gets healthy, they have to figure out if he's their quarterback of the future or not, because otherwise they're just going to be in limbo for a long time.
And Brian Arakpo, obviously losing him for the third straight season to a torn pectoral muscle, this time on his other shoulder. It's a shame because he's a really, really good player. Probably played his last game as a Redskin because he was playing under the franchise tag. So it'll be interesting to see how the defense kind of pulls things together and regroups for the rest of the season moving forward.
It's amazing how sometimes the best moves are the ones that don't happen, because if Arakpo made it to the free agency market, maybe the Eagles have some interest.
Well, maybe sports science would have saved him.
That's a possibility there. So Washington, DeSean Jackson drawing the pass interference, setting up the game-winning field goal for Washington. So they survived 19-17. They are now 2-5 on the season. So for Fran and Bo, I'm Chris. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Bob's Discount Furniture presents Around the NFC East.